Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number, 93.9 is the station, and my man looks confused.
Let me tell you why I'm confused, okay, Brian? Thank you. Hey, by the way, thank you. Let me. It's Friday, it's pregame day. Let me tell you why I'm confused. I stopped by the new Bullet Blends in town, right, in Shepherdsville, which I love. It's first time trying it. I'm a fan. I'm going to be there probably 2-3 times a week now. Okay, so here's the thing. I'm running behind. I walk in 45 seconds ago and sit down. I'm looking at Mark and it's like, why do you look like you're the one behind right now? Like, why are you just now getting the text line up, getting the phone lines up, the computer ready?
I pulled into the garage, and Marcus's spot was taken. So thank he might you, be Brian. Feeling a little rough about
thank
that
you,
right
Brian.
Now.
Steve, don't act like you didn't notice that. Okay,
the truck.
Let's have an uncomfortable conversation
Hang on one sec. Before I came upstairs, I was like, did Marcus get a new truck? I was like, am I going to go upstairs and this is Marcus's truck?
Yeah, he couldn't handle Steve having a truck. It was like, nah. Steve talked about it, made him feel
insecure,
more manly. You know what I'm saying?
So here's the thing. Brian, you saw that truck.
Oh, yeah.
And Steve.
First thing I saw when I pulled in the
garage. And Steve, you saw that truck.
I did.
People, we've been in this garage for I don't know how long. I park in the same spot every single morning.
Same.
At this place.
I'm the same way.
People, let's avoid the awkwardness. It's an accessible spot.
Okay.
I back into my accessible spot, and I love my accessible spot because it points right to the door. So when I come out and when I'm out of here, I jump in my car, and it's a beeline straight out of the garage. It's one of my favorite little pleasures of even parking in the garage. The uncomfortable part of it. Nobody who drives that truck needs an accessible spot.
Not at all.
Would you agree with that, Brian?
100%.
Listen.
Oh, I get
in
and out.
It's a big boy truck. This is a big truck.
Listen, that's a $100,000 truck.
It had a lift. It had a lift on it, and mine is a pretty big truck. Like I gotta step up into my new Dodge Ram.
Right.
But that one was bigger. That truck was bigger.
It was bigger.
I couldn't throw Marcus in my truck. Placing that one.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm curious to know.
So if we ever go anywhere together again, it's your car.
Fair enough. I have a family luxury automobile.
Oh, yeah. Very luxury.
We can cruise, you know, comfortably. Are we in agreement here that there is nobody who has an accessible pass that needs that? Look, they're using somebody else's pass.
Oh, I think so. You can't get up in that truck.
I would pay somebody to go sit and stake out and tell me, you take a picture who gets in that truck.
What if it's the same dude that used to park in the handicapped spot out back?
And had the nerve to put the club on it. You can go ahead and grab that. And you remember that, Steve? The dude used to park in the spot back and had the nerve
and put the club on there. He's like, I saw the black guy get out of here next to me.
So
and yes, I said that for a reason. He had that look. Like,
I remember Marcus used to sit out back and just wait for that guy. He would scope it out and wait for he was contemplating saying something to him because he had to park over by the dumpster a regular spot. And this guy who was clearly not handicapped would always park in the handicapped spot. And it was every day. It was not just like he pulled in there one time.
It was the worst.
Yeah.
That was the absolute worst.
Okay, now, before we do this, have we cleaned our palates?
No. Okay. No. I want to see where this goes, dude. On a Friday. Listen.
Like I was going to say, because when we go here, this is where we're headed.
There is no telling where this is headed. And we may have to go back to story times with Steve and Marcus. We'll see.
Let's do it.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Yeah, this may have a problem on Saturday night.
Okay.
Is it the Buffalo Bills?
No. Louisville and Miami play at 8 o'clock. Lamar and Buffalo play at 8 o'clock. It's going to be hard to choose what to watch because I can't stay focused on two games at the same time.
Which one would you choose?
I love Louisville. I also want to see Lamar win.
Okay, Brian, which one would you choose?
Lawrence, you know what? That call right there was perfect. And Lawrence, let me tell you why it's perfect. Because would we all agree, and Lawrence, I appreciate
the call.
Appreciate the call. Would we all believe Lawrence is a little bit of a glass half empty guy? Is that fair?
Yes, that is fair.
What Lawrence just said, would we all agree that Lawrence never would say something like, I mean, I love the Cards, but I want to watch this Lamar game, unless even Lawrence has been sold that, you know what? This team's pretty good. I feel like they're going to handle their business. There's a confidence growing, and I heard Mike Lindsey for about 5 minutes this morning, and I thought Mike Lindsey hit it on the head with how Louisville fans feel about this team. When he said, he said, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm confident 100% that any game we lose, we will be able to tip our cap to the other team. Because the only way we're going to lose games is if somebody outplays us. There won't be any. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, I thought he hammered that one home because it was like, I'm listening to it and I'm like, you're right. That's why we're getting so confident because we're going, yeah, any game this team loses, you're just going to go, hey, you just got outplayed. I mean, team played better tonight. Tonight, Florida State played better. You know, tonight Duke played better. Tonight Miami, even if it's a game where
so you don't feel like we're gonna have one of those. They played harder than us.
Yeah, no. Even if it's and look, even if it's a Miami on Saturday night, who I think you know you're clearly better than.
Oh, I was screwing up. Sorry.
What'd you do?
See,
I know.
I was screwing up this morning.
You think you walked in 45 seconds before the show? But he's right, man. I mean, even if it's an inferior team, you're going to say tonight that team was just better tonight. Not that they're a better team. And I think you're going to see the fan base move on quicker
from
with
losses.
This team. Yeah, where you're going to go, okay. Because, look, they probably will get bit at some point. Now, no, I'm not saying like Florida State. I'm not calling Florida State and Duke getting bit. But I'm
Texas says, no, he's 3/4 cup empty.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. So, yeah, I mean, I think that Lawrence, and then on top of the Mike Lindsey thing, now you have Lawrence saying, oh, I kind of want to watch that Lamar game. There's a confidence with this team, man.
And I got two games next week. I got a Duke and a Florida
You got
Florida
a game
State.
In 48 hours, less than 48 hours after you play Miami.
Big Pat, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Marcus Rummage, what's going on, fellas? Hey, man, look, this is easy. This is so easy. Card Nation, we love our cards. We play Saturday. Lamar plays Saturday night, too. We got to watch Lamar and them play. You got to watch them play because if they lose, it's a wrap. It's over. There's no more Lamar Monday night. If the Cards lose to Miami, we play Florida State Monday night or Monday afternoon, whatever you want.
Yeah, Monday night.
But still, we get to see our Cards next week. If Lamar lose, we don't get to see him Monday. So, man, we got to root them Ravens on, baby. That's all I got. Go Cards, go Lamar, baby. Ravens, let's go, baby.
I appreciate the call. That there's some Ravens energy here. If I got one on the computer screen and one on the TV, which one would I do, Steve? I'm thinking Ravens. I'm thinking Ravens because I can leave a basketball game with 10, 12 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm comfortable. Kind of how you described the fan base. I like to analyze, did my team show up? Mm-hmm. If they showed up, then whatever mistakes they make or whatever things they, you know, ruin or whatever, it doesn't drive me crazy if they showed up to play.
But even for you, I think this team's awkward because I don't think it's ever going to be a question, did they show up to play? I mean, even against Virginia Tech, did they show up? Yeah, Virginia Tech had three guys that shot 20% or lower. One of them banked in a three. Like, they showed up to play. I think we're getting confident. I'm not trying to step on your point because I get what you're saying. Yep. Yeah. But, I mean, even a guy like you who does that, it's like, okay, you're almost having to take the next step now. Like, because it's like, I believe this team's going to be there to play. I think that's going to be a Chris Mack staple.
It's getting me to stay easier towards the end of the game.
Right. Stayed there a lot longer than I thought you would.
It is getting.
I showed up here for Kentucky Louisville.
Ooh.
Knowing Streetboy and we're in the other room.
Ooh.
Like, it's like, yeah, but if Kentucky beats us down the stretch, they're going to have to beat us. I mean, you're going to have to beat us.
You
dude.
Did come in yeah. for that one, didn't you?
Yeah. It's like, dude, that's what I say. I thought Crumb's Revenge hit it on the head, man. You're just going to have to beat us, man.
Plumber Chuck, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on? I'm going to be the minority here. I'm going to be sitting up at my Japanese restaurant eating a good meal, watching a basketball game on TV. You know, Lamar's going to have his problems with a snowstorm and that coming in. So I'm voting for basketball. I'll hang up and talk to y'all next week.
Appreciate
it, Plumber Chuck. A couple texters said that.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not sure about my answer just yet. You know, like, I can be swayed because I do enjoy watching this team. I actually risked losing my YouTube channel last night because I was streaming the game and commentating the game, and I was so excited. They actually kicked me off YouTube two times, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they came back on, people were like, hey, Marcus, like, do you realize that you haven't been on YouTube for the last 5 minutes? And I'm like, and I haven't skipped a beat, Steve. I'm just like, this is awesome. You see this? You know, I'm just breaking down, you know, minute by minute. And I do enjoy watching the
Did
team.
Did you behave on there last night?
No, I no. That's what the nighttime
show. Because I knew your energy going into that one, so I was hoping you behaved.
Okay.
Somebody says, step y'all's game up. I got two TVs. Look, I need to call. Why have I not just called Drew? Like, I need that Drew thing. Because I can only do that. Now, if both games are on the ESPN, I can pull up all the games on the TV. But, like, I need that. I need my thing there. Where I can just, I mean, I got a 70-inch TV. Like, I need the thing where I can just pull two or three games up.
It's not worth it to me because.
It is to me.
How many times are you really going to need? You're never going to get the chance to watch Lamar in the playoffs about to win his second game in Louisville.
But it doesn't always have to be that. The other day I was watching college football. I had college football playoffs and the women up. By the way, shout out to the women, man.
Shout out to the women. Good job last night.
They looked good last night. Yeah. Another big time game from them.
Haley, be careful with your damn finger, girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't be careful. Yeah, I ain't like that.
Yeah, y'all stay healthy, man.
Yeah, I know. Stay healthy. That's the point.
Please stay healthy. But I mean, there's a lot of times, man, where you could pull up three or four games, like so. And I would love to be able to do, because a lot of times, man, especially on like a Saturday, I'll pull up the ESPN games on the ESPN app where you can do the multi-screen, but there'll be like one or two. You know me, I'm a, now even though I know the SEC's moving over to CBS or ESPN now, but I love that.
Are they?
Yeah, the SEC signed a ESPN and ABC signed away the SEC from CBS. I know, it hurt my feelings. I was like, I like this CBS game.
That's not going to work.
I know, yeah. So, yeah, I don't know.
Is B-Hall?
No, I think Andy, he was talking with Andy or something. So. But yeah, so. Right, NXT and AEW. I can watch them both at the same time.
Texas, as you talking about that RGB, Steve?
Yeah, that RGB, man. Yeah, I got to
get. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Our phone line can't be ringing like that and our, and our,
There he is. He's back. Somebody said I had my cards on the radio and my Ravens on the TV so I can keep up with both.
Will that work for you, Steve?
No. even though I do love listening to Paul and Bob.
Yeah, no, that's not going to work for me.
Maybe you rewatch the game so much, you might as well watch the Ravens. Huge cards fan, but I have to watch the Ravens game more closely. It's the playoffs. See, all y'all are lying. Now, listen, I don't want to say lying because y'all aren't liars, but here's the thing. Y'all are saying that, look, until that ref goes,
the ball is tipped.
And when that's tipped up, and Louisville, and look, when that basketball game starts, all y'all are going to be like.
So they're not intentional.
Hey, man, the football game's 4 hours long, okay?
They're not intentionally lying.
Yeah, like, hey, man, I'm going to, right. I'm going to catch this game, and then I'm going to come over and I'm going to watch the rest of Lamar. Like,
you know what you're going to do? You're going to go to the card game. And you're going to say, oh, I'll turn back during commercial breaks or something, right?
Yeah.
And then you're going to forget to turn back.
Yes. You're going to get involved. You're going to start watching this team play their butts off.
Oh, I'll just turn to the Ravens game when the Ravens are on offense.
Yeah. What about you, Brian?
See, I was talking to Marcus about this before the show, and I think due to length of games, okay, so the Louisville game's, you know, going to be over in 2 hours. The football game could take 3.5 to 4.
Every bit of
it. So, my plan is to watch the Louisville game live, record the Ravens game, switch over to the Ravens game, and probably catch up by the end of the game.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad idea. No. Somebody says, I'm a Bills fan. Sunday, Saturday's almost a win-win for me. Buffalo wins, sweet. If not, Lamar wins. Now, I will say this.
That's a good point.
If you – okay, if Dallas is in this, mm-hmm. maybe – and we're playing Miami. Mm-hmm. Now, if we're playing Duke, right. You know, or something, and it's a big-time game, you know, then you're kind of like, oh, no, man, I'm probably – like, my cards are number one in my heart, even over the Cowboys. But now if the Cowboys are playing, I'm definitely paying – I might – Cowboys might get the big screen. You know what I'm saying? If it's – but I'm still watching, you know, but if it's playoffs and my team – so you're excluded from this if you got – if you know, if
you
you're a Bills
team,
fan
yeah,
or
– team.
Or if you were a serious – you know, if you're not
– The only problem with my my way of doing it is what am I going to do when the basketball game goes to commercial break and goes to halftime? I'm like, man, this is a perfect time to switch over to the game, but I don't want to switch over to it because I'm trying to watch it in full. So I
think you can catch enough in your theory – Brian, I think you can catch enough. Like the football game is still being like the third quarter.
Yeah.
Like I would just switch over. I would just watch that because I'm going to do that.
Breaks, watch at halftime and then switch over after the Louisville
game.
Yeah,
I'm going to do that. Louisville starts at 8. I'm going to start that game. Louisville's going to be at halftime by about 8:45. This I love being a Louisville fan. This is the type of problems we have right now. Okay, at 8:45 or so, then the football game is going to be like the end of the. Right at the end of the first quarter because the football game don't even start till what 8:30.
Yep.
I probably won't even be at the end of the first quarter. It'll probably be in the first quarter. And
it's
scheduled for
8:15. I would they don't kick 8, off till 8:15.
I would really like to choke them out and be up like 30.
Yeah,
and then go to Ravens all the way.
100%.
Alex, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, guys? So, I used to be back in the day. Well, not back in the day. It was just recently. And I'm going to say this because this is where my heart is. I used to be a St. Louis Rams fan. So a long time. So when they were with, because my family worked at the stadium and all that, but when all that happened, I stopped really caring for, you know, the NFL and just, like, watched it just passing by. But Lamar has done something to me with the NFL where he's been, like, my must-see TV, even though a little bit of me still likes the Rams. I'm still drawn to, like, I've been keeping up. I literally have been watching the Ravens. Like, I watch their games, and then I'll watch, like, a condensed version of L.A. because of the Rams in L.A. Because I don't know. I grew up watching them my whole life, and I just miss that team. Marshall Faulk and all them, like, I just love them.
Right.
But I'm going to be honest. I think this – I'm going to be watching Lamar because this Miami team has been riddled with injuries all year, and they're missing a lot of key players. And I just really think Louisville is just going to I think they're going to drum them. I really do. I think put it like this. Louisville comes out focused. They drum Miami. I think we go in and we beat Florida State because that's a focused Louisville team. They're going to beat this Miami team super big. Now, if they come in and they don't, then I think we struggle with Florida.
Listen,
and
let me ask you this, Alex.
Go ahead.
Don't you think you're tempting the sports gods who have given you the gift of an awesome, hard-playing Louisville football – Louisville basketball team, and now you're going to, like, tease them and act like you can go watch something else? Like, you've already the MVP, Lamar. You've already won your bowl game, Lamar. All this good stuff. You are going to be 9-1, a chance to be number 12 in the country or something.
Yeah, they will.
They win, are you going to start ignoring your blessing of your basketball team you've got?
Yeah, I don't like how arrogant you're getting, Alex.
So listen. There was this son that Isaac had. Excuse me, not Isaac. Israel had. His name was Jacob. Excuse me, not Jacob. His name was, I can't even think of, he became a king, basically. He had a dream. And within his dream, he could dream and interpret, and he could interpret dreams. But the family didn't like some of the dreams that he had. But this was the favorite son of, he was betrayed by his brothers and all this. But in the end, he became king, and he saved, he ended up saving the land because of the dream that he had. That's my Louisville team, okay? These guys, they're good. They know they're good. Their defense is fantastic. This isn't a fluke. I am confident because of the confidence that exudes from them. So I believe that they will be great in the end. And that's basically that's where my confidence comes from, guys, pretty much.
I really appreciate that call, Alex.
Hey, it was Joseph. But
yeah, right.
He hit every name.
The Texas, they cleaned you up on here.
But he had a lot of the other family members, right?
And I get what you're saying. Uh-huh. They're confident enough to make you confident.
Yeah. No, I agree, man. And I think he's right, you know? And that's kind of what I was saying with what Crumbs was saying this morning and why I feel the way I feel. I think it's why I've got Florida State and Duke next week, and I'm not really nervous because I'm like, I know my teams are gonna, this team's gonna play 110%. So I know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know going into March what I got. I know what I got right now, and they can really only improve. I mean, because if the effort is there the way that we see, they're gonna just improve. There's nothing really that's going to digress, you know, barring the I word. I mean, like, there's nothing that I'm worried about.
Jack, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's happening? Hey, my solution to tomorrow night is I got four TVs hung up in my basement, so I'll have Cards on 2 and Lamar on 2.
How about that?
I usually watch four games at a time.
Oh, okay, so give me this man cave setup. I mean, how close are the TVs together? Do you sit in a chair and turn on different walls or what?
Well, I sit. Yeah, they're on different walls. I got one behind my bar, and I got a 65 on the wall where the couches are, and then on the far wall down at the end, I got two more 40s, and I can watch four different games at a time.
How much did you have to fight to buy that fourth TV?
Oh man, it's all my domain. I'm a single dad, and I had a dream, and I made it come true a few years ago. I cut it 20 yards a week, and I made it rain every week to the guys who were working on it, and now it's my little domain, and I just love it.
I appreciate that awesome, call. Dude. Yeah, Jack, that one cheered me up. He said, no, this is my
baby. I'm a single dad.
Said, look, I work hard for it.
Listen, coming from a past human victory cigar, I have to watch the Louisville game until the end in case any of the walk-ons get in.
I'll deal with that.
Interesting.
I'm going to have to read that again. JT, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Yeah. Fire away.
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
I did have a plan for watching a very simple plan for watching the game, both the games. I was just going to set up the iPad, put Baltimore on the iPad for the first half or first quarter, a little bit more while Louisville plays. I definitely, though, every single time Louisville's going to be on the big screen. I just can't help it. Even though I was a Ravens fan before Lamar went there, I can kind of scan and fan over the Ravens game while Louisville's playing, and then. You know, I think everything would be fine. That was my plan, but now I think I'm going to Jack's house, man.
Right. Isn't that the truth, man? I mean, I'm like, Jack, go ahead and give that address, man.
Well, that dude tried to come on here and flex and say, hey, guys, you know, games are going to be fun tomorrow. I've got four TVs and stuff, so I know you guys don't have four TVs or anything, but I've got four TVs.
Listen, man. No,
appreciate the call.
You worked as hard as this sounds like the Jack worked to put it up. I'm okay with that.
I was expecting that Jack had somebody in his life that said, really, the fourth one, just like, look, the third one's already hard enough. But the third and the fourth, I'm like, you had to answer to somebody for that. Mm-hmm. Right? Even if it's just your confidant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody that, outside of the household, that you just, should I go get that third and fourth?
I know.
But he's like, no, I wanted it. I had a dream.
He said, I cut yards. Like, no, this man, look, hey, you, it's not a flex when you work that hard, man. Look, you get it done.
Jason, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
So I got a bigger problem watching games tomorrow. I don't know who to root. I'm a Louisville fan. You guys know that. I've called in plenty.
Yeah.
Our play in person 20 times, which until someone sees Lamar play in person, it's amazing what he does.
I agree with that.
My dad's fan from Buffalo.
Oh man, Jason, call back because I'm really.
He said my dad's family's from Buffalo, New York.
I was really curious what he was gonna say. Yeah, so we lost you there.
I assume he was gonna go Buffalo is the family is the family team. Lamar but hey y'all family, this Lamar thing's a problem.
Yeah, I
remember having to tell my dad, Steve, that like I said, my dad kind of checks out, you know, in the sports world. He didn't watch TV almost at all. You know, and I was telling my dad, you know, he's watching History Channel all the time. So I was telling my dad, Dad, we got this dude named Lamar Jackson, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay. I'm like, okay, Mike Vick, but taller and more straight line speed.
Yeah.
And he's like, a little excitement around there. Huh? You know, I can tell he's kind of like, yeah, I don't know about that, Marcus, but I feel you. But then he's like, call me back. About 3 days later, I heard some when these little students talking about some Lamar Jackson kid. Is that the kid you was telling me about?
Yeah.
Yes, father. That's the guy I was telling you about. Maybe I do need to check him out.
I know, man. I know. No, it's.
But that was a great point he was making as far as I seen him in person.
Yeah.
And it's, you know.
Now, remember I told you the one time I said the spring game, I'm standing down there. And dude, I've played against. Really?
Yeah.
I've played against, I mean, in basketball, James Lang was number three in the country. Jared Carter. I mean, I was there with Bush and Maurice Grinner and, you know, I mean, like, in football, you know, played against and saw these guys at camps and went against Earl Heyman and James McKinney. Like, I mean, you know, like, so I'm not saying that to pat myself. Well, I'm half pat myself on the back. And then the other half is just to say, like, it's not like I've never saw speed or anything before. And I'm standing there on the sidelines, and he takes one up the sideline in a spring game, and he's full speed past me. And I was like, That was
a different level of speed.
Thine eyes have not watched that before. You know, it's like, that's kind of how I felt. It was like, I've not saw anything, because Teddy was one of the best quarterbacks in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And hindsight's 20/20, so it's easier to say this now, because I used to get aggravated with this, but I wasn't really physically impressed with Teddy.
Right.
I was right next to Teddy. I shook Teddy's hand, you know, did some things, and I was just like, he's regular. Lamar was huge. Like, Lamar was a big dude.
Right.
If you ever really got a chance to be next to him, you were like, that's a big guy. His chest was big. He was a strong, big, strong man.
Yeah, just because his legs, the part where you see, doesn't look big, yeah. But underneath that stuff is
so he was thick. A specimen. And then to see him run past me to that window
at 6'3", at 6'2", 6'3".
And you're just like, God, and you're watching DBs just like, you know, like, oh, like, I mean, I can't catch him. You know, he was just.
No, that listen, I go back to it all the time. That was my Zeke Parker moment.
I loved Zeke. He was my favorite as a kid.
Zeke,
man.
Listen, my Zeke Parker moment, if y'all don't know that name, look it up. You know what I'm saying? Young punks, and I'm using that term affectionately. If you don't know the name Zeke Parker, go look at a game. But again, I saw the football Zeke Parker where he looks like a small dude, right?
Yeah.
But we went to the little track meet when they had just put the put the little track, you know, over at little car, the Cardinal Park or whatever. And I sat right up on the fence, like on the fence, Steve.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
On the fence. Actually, in hindsight, the track was way too close to that fence.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And we all the basketball players, we lined up and we just watched them. And to see him run away from fast people.
Yeah.
And to see him breathe up close, you know what I'm saying? Just, look, he's going, I don't know how fast in miles per hour.
Oh, God, he was insane.
But he was running fast. And to look, you could tell, like, think about this. He's running as fast as humanly possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you could almost hear him go.
I know.
And I saw it up close, and I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
and that's hard to do, man.
Right.
Because I've tried to do that because, you know, I enjoy running, and I've worked on my breathing. And I find it – I'm a mouth breather, man. And I know that's ha-ha, it's funny, but, like, when I run, I'm a mouth breather, heavy. No, I am. I don't even use my nose, like, when I'm running. So I've tried. It's hard. Like, it's hard to breathe.
You could almost see him up close just –
But it's good. It's good right, if you right. can. Yeah.
No. But you can see other runners going, yeah. And by the end of it, he's getting faster.
He's pulling
and,
away,
yeah,
man.
I know. But you don't know that. You know, it's that breathing. Like, your heart, your oxygen levels aren't right. You know what I'm saying? And we're just talking about a run that takes less than 10 seconds.
I know. That's insane, dude.
Yeah. So
this text cracks me up. Gotta work. We'll miss both. I suck.
Yes.
I could feel the pain in that text.
And Brian agreed with you.
I know. Brian's like, yeah. I mean, this guy's just like, look, he's not blaming work.
Listen,
I love whoever this is. I love this, man.
He thought we were going to be mature and say, oh, no, man. I mean, if you got to work, you got to do what you got to do.
No, I love it. Yeah, like, because he's owning it. He's like, look, I suck.
Look, listen.
I'm stupid. I should have never took this job.
Yeah.
Knowing dang well they were going to call me. Like, I don't care what I'm making. And he probably makes good, or he or she probably makes great money, probably do well for himself, probably got a great family, all this stuff. It's just like, no.
Yeah, but you sacrifice some things, Steve.
Yeah.
For that money.
No, I know.
You sacrifice.
Well, there's some things I won't sacrifice. That's why I'm here. Let's see. Ran a 4:30 mile in high school.
Played pickup football?
With some kids from North Carolina. Kid yells, I'm open pre-snap, blows past me. Like, I'm standing still. After the touchdown, he smiles and says, I'm the fourth fastest kid in the U.S. in the 100. I never felt so slow in my life. We've all had those moments, man. Tiger Jones, Zeke Parker, Deion Branch, we were spoiled. That's a fact.
Oh, God.
That's a fact, man. Zeke Parker, Ivan Green, Arnold Jackson, Broderick Clark,
LaVell
Trent
Boyd.
Guy. Yeah, I know. This one, I think, is – well, they put Ivan in there. Ivan went returning no punts. I mean, he was a monster.
Yeah, but
he's another one. Did he ever get his name up in there? I'm ashamed I don't know that.
I don't think so. I don't think he had the best exit.
Whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Get over it.
Get over it. I know. I know.
Yeah, there's some names that need to be on. We can get to that later. But,
you're right. That's a whole conversation. Get everybody riled up about locally.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, to put a bow tie on that, man, it's a good problem to have. Tomorrow's going to be a fun sports night for Louisville fans. And, I mean, win or lose. I mean, like, so don't even play that game with me. You get to enjoy this.
Yep.
God forbid, if Miami wins and Buffalo wins, you're still like, dude, not many fan bases get to do what we get to do
here. And the Baltimore Ravens enjoy the Louisville part of the fan base coming with Lamar, too. Like, it was like, you know, a lot of, like JT said earlier, I was a Ravens fan before, you know what I'm saying? But there's not that arrogant Baltimore guy. Like, Johnny come lately?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? No, Baltimore's like, this is awesome. Y'all deal with this too. Like, let's do this together. Let's get this, you know, let's get this guy to a championship.
Yeah.
Let's get us all to a championship.
Yeah.
So, like, this is one of the first real one player combining a college and a pro fan base that you've ever seen. So much so, we end up getting the radio rights down here. Yeah. That's a big, you know, it's a big get.
Like, that's a great point.
Yeah. Man. So this was a good marriage. I'll tell you what, when we come back, Steve has a moment in his life that reminds us of what we need to remind you all the time.
All the time. It's and myself.
It's something we take for granted, and that taking for granted ends today. After this commercial break, Middays with Marcus Maben on 939 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Take it for granted. Steve and I have a newfound theme. We've been testing it kind of this season for the most part. It was a little theory that kind of came across our minds a couple times. You know, if I have a lady friend that's not really into sports or something like that, it's always amazing, you know, the observations they will make because we spend our time. Sometimes we can't see the forest for the trees.
Mm-hmm.
So Steve had another encounter that we have to tell you about.
Yeah. So yesterday, I Brian, this is a good one for you too. I want you to hear this. Yesterday I picked up Elijah, my oldest, and I was like, we were gonna go out to Chick-fil-A, right? So I was gonna go grab some food. So I pick him up, and we're talking about the game, you know. And he's like, yeah, you know, Louisville won. You know, we're going back and forth. I'm like, yeah, what'd you think? You know, stuff. He said, you know, he's going back and forth about what he liked about the game. I was like, man, Carly Jones is good, you know. He's like, yeah, him. And, you know, he was talking about David Johnson. He said, and I'm not going to give you the number, right? He said, but, man, he's like, what's number blank's name again? He's like, he's the best player on the team.
Who is he talking about?
Dre Davis.
That's a good answer. Now I'm going to tell you what he actually said. What is number 10's name? I mean, he's the best player on the whole team. He's like, he can do everything. He said he hit three. He had like three threes, and he got to the basket. He's like, and he made some good passes, and he was rebounding, and like he's the best player we got. And I was like, dang, son. I'm sitting there thinking, like, I'm like, you're preaching to me. I'm like,
he's doing to you what we do to them.
Yeah.
On radio.
And I'm like, yeah, that's Sam. He's like, yeah, Sam Williamson. He's like, oh, man, he's awesome. He's like, do they got any of his jerseys? You know, and I'm like, Sam is pretty good, isn't he? Like, I've been harsh on Sam, right? And I'm like, Sam's good. I'm like, I'm sitting here talking to myself in the truck, my son. I'm like, Sam can play.
Right?
Yeah, like, he does a lot of good stuff, man.
You know what, son? You might be right. But that goes back to your conversation when you say, yeah, and Sam, like, this is Elijah who doesn't do McDonald's All-American. Yeah. I'm just judging the games I've seen.
No, he's pure.
Right, right.
Yeah.
He's pure, untainted, eyeballs for the sport. And he's not holding him accountable to some games he's good, some games he's bad.
Yeah.
Because the bad games to Elijah is, that's a good rebounder when he has 4 points and seven rebounds.
Yeah.
Elijah sees, that guy can rebound some games. He scores points some games. All we do is, way back to Major King.
Yeah.
He's a bust.
He's not playing well against the best teams, so he sucks. And it's like, and I mean, I'm mocking myself.
Right.
I know. I'm like, that's me. And I'm like, man, you know what? So I go back and watch the game, and I'm like, Sam's pretty good. Because you know what? Even as good as Sam was, do you know the first play of that game, I was already like, yeah, gold jersey don't mean nothing. He traveled on the first play. And I was like, yep, same old Sam.
Everybody said it, Steve.
And like, I didn't.
Simultaneously.
And it's like, oh, yeah, what did he end up with? 19 and 10? You know, it's like, Sam's a good player. He's a good player.
He's a starter.
Yeah.
He's a starter on a top 15 team.
I know.
An unquestioned starter.
I know. And I'm like, man, like, Sam can play. So him kind of saying that made me kind of like, you know what? Like, let me start evaluating. Watch Saturday night, Sam. I'll be like, Sam sucks.
Listen, what's the worst thing he did? Miss two free throws or something?
Yeah.
I was going to cut him for that.
I thought he, I mean, even the one he took to the basket, I mean, he was aggressive. It was a good charge, whatever.
Yeah,
I
was okay with that.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't think he stops quick. So, because no, he's a glider, you know what I'm saying?
I think right there, you've either got to go all the way, because Sam can jump.
And catch him, catch him before he gets outside the charge.
What he had 15 and 11. Is that what he had, 15 and 11?
Sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, so either go all the way or stop, pull up, and knock that shot down. You know what I'm saying? Like that little floater there. That's awesome. I mean, you rarely see David and Carly charge for that reason. But, man, it was just, I'm like, you know, this team's got a lot, man. This team's got a lot. And they're still, like I said, they're going to add Charles in the mix. They're going to add Malik in the mix.
Why did you think he was talking about DeAndre Davis, Brian?
I don't know. I was just trying to think of who had a good game last game, and it was just kind of a little bit under the radar because obviously I didn't think it was going to be David Johnson or Carleek Jones.
He knows them by name. Actually, he still calls Xavier Dre from that night, the Western Kentucky game.
Oh, yeah.
I started calling. Dre was doing some good things, and I was
– explain to people what you mean.
Okay, yeah. I was getting really excited during that game because that was a game I legitimately was like, man, we're going to have to – this is going to be a battle. And I was like, I don't think we can win. Because, I mean, you know, so we're playing and we look awesome and Dre's playing well. So we were down in
DeAndre
Tennessee.
Davis.
Yeah. And I told my youngest, or I told me and Elijah were there with my wife and we're watching. And I said, your new name is Dre. I'm not waiting on my next kid. I'm renaming you Dre. So I called him Baby Dre for the rest of, you know. So to this day, Elijah still calls him Dre. Like
I like that.
No, yeah, Elijah will just come in, you know. Like, he got in the car yesterday and was like, you know, he come in, give me a hug, you know. He's like, yeah, he's like, what up, Dre?
That's going to be a funny story one day.
He will probably call him Dre for the rest of his life. Like, it's just one of them things that, like, it's caught.
That's my personal, name for
you. He thought it was hilarious that night, and now he's Dre. So, like, when we're watching games together, Dre will score, you know, and Elijah always.
So, Xavier's going to be at his game or something, and Big Bro's going to come to the game. And like, where to get him, Dre?
Yeah.
And they're going to say,
who's Dre?
Mm-hmm. And actually, baby Dre has got, or Xavier has gotten trained to the point now where anytime I cheer, he comes up and wants a high five. So the other night, I was like, come on. And it was something bad. And he come up and wanted a high five. And I looked at him. I was like, no, we don't high five like that, dude. Yeah. So the kid literally just hauled off, hit me in the leg and walked off, you know? And I was like, okay.
Don't leave me hanging. Even if you ain't happy.
So game watch is getting intense. But yeah, no, the point was, man, this is a child. And he don't know everything about basketball. I'm not saying that. But this is a child that just watched the game and said, he didn't critique Sam.
Yeah.
He just watched the game. Now, I don't think Sam's the best player on the team. I'm not saying that. But he watched it and he said, that guy does everything. Like, I watched this guy score, you know, and I watched this guy play good defense. Yeah. And I watched this. But that guy, he was rebounding. He was passing the ball well. He was playing good defense. He was hitting threes. I mean, because he knew, too. He said, yeah, he hit three threes. He did, you know, he got to the bucket. He got fouled. He got, you know, and I'm like, he did.
That's all right.
He did well. Yeah, so, that's something going on with this team. But, again, we're learning this team as a whole, but I still think that go ahead.
Who is Eric Wood going for tomorrow?
It got to be the Bills, right? I mean, the Bills are the reason he's
– well off.
The Bills are the reason he's Mac's neighbor. You know what I'm saying?
Like, fair enough.
Yeah, like, come on, man. Like, yeah, I know. But I don't know, man. Eric loves the Cards.
He does love it.
And he fights it on the air. And I love that. When he's on the air, when he's calling Louisville games, like he even said one time.
Yeah! I know. Let's go.
They went to him on the sidelines the one time and they asked him a question. And he was like a Louisville question. Mm-hmm. He answered it, you know, or trivia. And Louisville was one of the answers. A Louisville guy, he answered. And he's like, y'all, like. They'd kill me around here if I didn't know that.
Right.
Are you kidding me? Like, yeah.
That's an unacceptable thing not to know.
But no, he's one that, look, if he went hard, now he loves Louisville enough, he wouldn't do it. But if he went on there and went on Twitter and started going hard for the Bills, I'd be like, y'all shut your mouth. That man was an all pro for the Bills. Like, yeah, keep your mouth shut. Like, he can cheer for whoever he wants.
Right.
Yeah.
But he would sideline at a game. I could see Eric Wood having to answer a question or being in the middle of something and watch a play and go, hold on a second, y'all.
Yeah. No, he does. Him and Luke are excellent.
They've made the best transitions. Man.
And they've done really well.
Katie George made an excellent
transition. Yeah, yeah.
Transition for
the,
sure.
The three from Louisville that have made that transition the highest, probably those three, have done incredible. And they are incredible representations of Louisville. Because there's some guys you see on there and you're like,
you're just in there because.
You're kind of a player.
Right.
And it's like those guys, man, are legit.
Yeah. They're quick. Yeah, they're quick, knowledgeable.
Yeah, man.
Funny. Yeah, they've done.
Yeah, so they've done a great job.
Yeah, go ahead and hit us on that one.
This team reminds me so much of the 2012 team. They were unknown, but that year was so fun and ended up being a Final Four. I don't know if that year was fun. I was just... We were actually ready to fire Rick at the end of the season.
It's amazing.
But I feel you. I agree.
It's amazing how often you go from firing somebody to...
No, I mean, there were literally media people that are in the media were on Twitter like, Rick should be fired. The game has passed him by. And 3 weeks later, we were all in New Orleans after winning a Big East tournament championship and in the Final Four. And unfortunately, and I hate it because it's my rival, played probably the only team we were going to lose to. Because they had Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis should be the greatest player of all time. Because that SOB won a title with John Calipari.
Oh, my God.
It took Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis should go down as the greatest college player of all time. Why? Asterix. Won with John Calipari.
Championship.
He drug... John Calipari by his cold dead body.
He snatched
defeat
out of the
victory.
Jaw.
Right. He Anthony Davis snatched victory out of the John Calipari jaws tournament of jaws of defeat and was like, because
he looked KCD dead in its face.
Because that, listen, Louisville ties that game up after being down 16. Then they go to, and then Anthony Davis takes over. Then they go to the Kansas game. In Kansas, Bill Self said something that Kentucky fans got mad at, but Bill Self said, if I had two more minutes, we'd have won that game. Two more minutes.
Oh, 93-9 the Bill.